parsha. Closing up Sefer Bereishis. Titled Parshas Vayechi. Vayechi, and he lived. Life. Chiyus. Yet if one looks at the actual scroll and one analyzes the actual presentation, physical presentation of this parsha, so one realizes that this is very different than any other parsha. And the reason is because of the opposite of what the parsha is called. It's just a fascinating concept. Parsha zu stuma. Okay? There are halachos, right? Hefsekas in the Torah are darshened out. These are real dinim, Rabbi Say. Where do you know this from? Whoever is learning Daf Yomi, Gemara Megillah Daf Gimel, Hefsekin, right? The piece, right? There are Hefs. The Rambam writes where all the Hefsek in the Torah. These are halachos. To be mafsik, not mafsik. One exception. Parshas Vayechi. Parshas Vayechi, no breaks. Parshas Zus Stuma. First Rashi in the Parsha, Medrash, Parsha Zustuma. Why? Lama Parsha Zustuma? Lefi Shekevan Shenifter Yaakov Avinu Nistamu Einayim V'Libam Shel Yisrael Mitzaras Hashibut Sheschilu L'Shavda. Happened, Yaakov died. And then Mela, the Shibut began. Nistamu Einayim V'Libam Shel Yisrael Mitzaras Hashibut. Eyes were shut. Their lave was closed, was clogged, because the Shibud began. The emesis Rabbeisai, it's just fascinating. Just, again, just to reiterate that anomaly, that Pasuk is called Vayechi Yaakov. It's speaking about his chiyus, and yet the reason the Pasuk is situated in a certain way is because the Shibud began, because Yaakov died. What is even more fascinating is that the Gemara in Tainis, we just were Messiah in the Daf Yoimi, Klal Yisrael was just Messiah. The Gemara in Tainis on Daf Hamid Beis tells us Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yaakov Avinu. It's a fascinating background to this Gemara. Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yasvi, B'Sadusa, Amal Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Yitzchak, Lema Mar Milsa. You were sitting in a Suda, it's the Chaposhet, you're sitting in a Suda, you got to do what? Not take out your phone. Not speak Lashon Hara. Not, you got to make, say the retire. Lema Mar Milsa, say Milsa, say something substantial. Something that's a Kiyam, not this Narish guide. Not this world that's fleeting. Milsa, a milsa. You want to touch it? You want it to be tangible? Milsa. Amr lehochi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, ein nesichin besuda, shemiyaktim kona levesh. It's a sakone. I'm going to talk and eat, right? This is the source, your mother's source. That you know, don't chew with your mouth closed, right? Yavali de sakone. Basa de sod, Amr lehochi, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Yaakov avinu loimnes. Chiddush Rabbi Yochanan wanted to share with them was, by the way, Yaakov Avinu never died. What? Yaakov Avinu never died? Frek the Ramban al HaTorah on this post in our parsha. Yaakov Avinu never died, but Yikrimu Yimei. Right? What happened? Yaakov was about to die and called over the kids, right? Vayigva Yaakov. What's the pasuk talking about? What's the Gemara talking about? Yaakov died. What does it mean Yaakov Avinu will die? Like, what is this? What's going on over here? So, Rashi. Frak the Gemara Kasha. V'chi v'chti saftu saftanaya. V'chantu chantanaya. Chantaya. What do you mean? Did you learn Parshas Vayechi? Did they not make a hesped? right? The whole land of Mitzrayim were maspid, right? Wasn't there a whole chanata, in, what do you call it, an embalmment? Is that a silent L? Yeah, I don't know. Embalmment, okay? The kavru kavraya, and they buried him. Like, what's going on over here? I'm like, Mikrani Dirish, Shemer, Va'ata al Tire Avdi Yaakov, Nehum Hashem, Al Teichas Yisrael. Pasukin Yirmiyah says, Va'ata al Tire Avdi Yaakov, Nehum Hashem, Al Teichas Yisrael, Kirini Moshiacha Mirachov, Vesacharacha Meretz Shavim, your children will be redeemed. Makesh Hulu Zara. There's a hekesh between Yaakov and his Zera. Mazara Bechayim, Afu Bechayim. Just like the Zera of Klal Yisrael is alive, so too Yaakov Vinu Lomes. Oh, you didn't answer the question. He was buried, he was embalmed, there was hespedin. What is it? It was a joke? What is it? Is this like the movie that the guy gets out of the coffin in the middle of the funeral and everyone's like has a heart attack in the audience? What's going on over here? Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis, what's going on over here? What's Pshat in this Gemara? Rashi writes over here. Lo Meis, Zokt Rashi, Loichai, Elochai, Hu Lo'olam. He lives forever. So the Maharsha, it's the first place you want to get some sort of information over here. The Maharsha. Maharsha says, no, maybe it means Legabe his Nefesh, not Legabe his Guv. His Guv died, but not his Nefesh. That's what it means. Why Yaakov specifically? Because Yaakov had Zera Kosher, his Mitoso Shlema, as opposed to Avram and Yitzchak, which didn't have that level of Mitoso Shlema and that same level of a progeny and heritage that was totally Tahar and Kosher. Baisai, I'd like to be Moisif, a pshat in this Gemara, in addition to the Kasha that I started off with, that not only do we deal with and is the majority of this Parsha dedicated to the Misa of Yaakov, like the Ramban points out, the Pash Pshat, Vayigva Yaakov, right? Vayikbaru Yaakov, that there was a Misa over here, but also it's fascinating that the title of the Parsha is the living of Yaakov, is Vayichi Yaakov, Halodover. So, Boisai, I'd like to introduce to you a Chassam Sofer that I saw last night. That's really in Zayin Adar, discussing Moshe Rabbeinu's. Gemara has a similar lashon by Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was Loi Meis. So, in the piece on Moshe Rabbeinu, Loi Meis, the Chassam Sofer in Teres Moshe discusses our Gemara and our Parsha. I'm going to send this to you, actually, because I think it's kedai to read along, if I could find it. Sorry. Got it. There you go. I'd like this to read with you as part of this piece. I just sent it to you. If you look in the first column in Teres Moshe, I'll try to be explain it outside for those that are not following. Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Zoktach sam sefer abaysa. Uparach. Bichti chantu chantaya v'softu savtaya. It's the Gemara fret akasha. What do you mean? How do you understand the psukim and parshas vayichi? They were maspid. That they buried him. That they embalmed him. Umasik mikra ani derish al tira av di Yaakov kihini inini meshiacha mirach bezaracha meretz shavim makesh hu lezara mahu b'chayim av zara b'chayim. Vine melvad ma sha'omer ze temua ba'atzmo kumuvon. In addition to the fact that this whole Gemara is just like temua, zok to some sefer, oid hik sha'ramban, the Ramban is maisiv to the Gemara, V'nidchak ma'oid, the Ramban in this week's parasha, haksiv v'yikrivu yimei Yisrael, lamus. The pasuk says that what? V'yikrivu yimei Yisrael, lamus, and he called over the children, right? So the emes is, that's not such a kasher. Why is that not such a kasher, Rabbi Yisai? That doesn't bother me as much as what the Gemara bothers me. Why? Because v'yikrivu yimei, Yaakov didn't necessarily know that the ultimately was lamus. Who said Yaakov v'yinu knew? So he thought he was taking precautions. He got a life insurance plan. Good. Happens to be, you don't need it. Fine. So, it's not such a kasha. Void ksiv ayur v'nei Yisrael ki mesa v'yihem. That's a kasha. Klal Yisrael saw that he's dead. There's no pulse. V'yomru l'yish smetenu Yosef, right? And then they got nervous. Maybe Yosef's going to hold a grudge against us at the end of our parsha. Listen to this Yisoy, Rabbi Yisai. Listen to this Yisoy. Ulefi ani yazdaiti loymar ki lo yitur misa betzadikim zochto sam sofer. Listen to what this Chasam Sofer is saying, Rabbi Yisai. This is myrinik. You have to be a Chasam Sofer to say this. A tzadik does not. The Gemara is telling us a tzaddik has no misa. Why? Asher hinuchu achrehem, talmideyem ubneihem ha'oiskim yoimam v'layla v'mashe limdum avoseyem ki b'chol dibur v'dibur u'mitzvah she'em asukin ba'olam hazeh hinei schusam toli b'rabo. Rabbi say, when I read these words of the Chasam Sofer, I have such a nechama on my father, who's no longer alive and died at the age I was 30. He's not dead. He impacted me so much, and it literally is what the Gemara in Tainus is saying, that he lives on. Every dibur, every deed, every chesed, every involvement has a life to it. Gemara is not saying a cute Russia. The Gemara is saying, Mazaro Bechayim Afhu Bechayim. If you want to live an eternal life, if you want to be able to live forever and to reach a Milo of Tzadikim Sheloi Meis, you have to influence, you have to impact, you have to set the stage. And for an Asik in mitzvahs and an avodas Hashem for the people that are around you, and then your their tzchias have the ability for you to be continuing to be a hoylech in the oilam shomailo. Misa means a person doesn't have the ability to do mitzvahs anymore. What is the word of misa? You become tame. Why? Because you have no potential. You have no potential. Tuma, the Shemishmur writes, the Avnezer writes, the Arachayim writes. It's all a function of potential. A Yid has more Kedusha because he has the ability to create Kedusha in this world. He has the potential. He has more mitzvahs. That's what, and when you lose that potential, that's what Tuma is. The Avnezer writes about a Moshel. He says, you have a jar, right? An empty jar. An empty jar, the flies, the bugs, the Tuma doesn't fly to. If there was honey once in it, and there's a psecha, now it's taken out, and there's a psecha scraps of the honey, now the flies are all attracted to that jar. That's the Avnei Nezer's Yisoy, that's what Tumah is. A Yid, when his neshama leaves this world, and his guf now has no ability to be put on tefillin, to be oisik and mitzvahs, so now it's like that guf, that remnants of honey, that now has Tumah. A goy that dies has no tumah. The Gemara says that a kohen can walk into the Beis HaKvaros. Most Rishonim pass him like that. Me'ikar Adin, we pass him like that. Okay, it's machlokes tanoim. Fine, that's me'ikar Adin. That's what we pass him. There's no tumah soil when it comes to a goy. Why? What's the difference? The word is the potential. The word is the what you had that ability to. So a mace, unfortunately, doesn't have the chiyuv amitzvus. Kevin shemeis nasis chavshim and amitzvus. So how do you continue long, living? How do you continue growing? How do you get to a milo of Yaakov Avinu Lomeis? It's who you impact in this world. Nefesh HaChaim writes in his Akdoma Rabbi Yisai that the tafkid of a person in this world is to affect others, is to impact others, is to assist others. It's so sad when people, even that they're growing in Avodas Hashem, they become so introverted, they become so to themselves, they don't want to even have a shaychus to other people, they don't want to impact any growth. That's not what it means. This is the yisoid of the Chassam Sofer. Rabbi Yisai, Chassam Sofer has this in many different places. Chassam Sofer has a major yisoid. The Rishonim ask Kakasha, how does the Gemara say on the one hand, listen to this Kasha, Gvaldi Kasha, the Ramban has this Kasha, later on in Parshas Kedoshim. But all the Rishonim, the Aramas, the Sashim, the Sanhedrin, major fundamental stira in Chazal's Rabbi. Gemara says if you're walking on the in the desert, right, and you don't have only have one jug of water, Rabbi said, what's the din? What does Rabbi Kiva tell us, right? Plakas Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfa, what does he say? You should drink the whole thing. Chayecha Koidman, right? Rabbi Kiva, aren't you the proponent of the Ahaftalarech Kamocha? Is that Klal Goldo or Merbatera? It's a stira. It's a great kasha, no? He says, he's got to ask that to the next guy on the street. It's a good kasha. Excellent kasha. So the Yad Ramah is his teretz, the Ramban is his teretz. You know what the Chassam Sofer says? Chassam Sofer says, yeah, in the world of drinking water, in the world of living, okay, you got to take care, you got to make sure that you live, you got to make sure you have a pulse. Drink the water. But in the world of Ruchnius, in the world of impacting, in the world of setting aside some time, in the world of facilitating, in the world of schmoozing with others, trying to be mechazik others, trying to be marbe kvoid shamayim from others, trying to be marbe their asek and their connection to the Rabbeinu Shalom and their religious pursuits. The Chassam Sofer says, you're going to see, it's not going to be on the cheshbon. People think, they have a cheshbon, a mundane cheshbon, a goyish cheshbon. They think, I give up too much time for others on this, so the Mamela, it means that it's going to impact on what I'm going to be in my Ruchnius. It says the Chassam Sofer doesn't work on the same wavelength. It's not true. It doesn't have that effect. And Mamela, that's the way our pursuit should be when it comes to affecting other people and trying to assist other people and trying to facilitate an impact. But listen to what the Chassam Sofer is saying over here. Yaakov Avinu Loi Meis. Every word that comes out of their mouth, Yaakov Avinu gets that schus. Even though he's a mace, even though he physically is not in this world, he has no chivah mitzvahs, he still gets credit. Do you know what compounded interest that is, Rabbi Yisai? Do you know what kind of investment that is? And this way, an ability person has the ability, and even in Olam Haba, where he's supposed to be an oimed, he's miskaber in his hoylich. The ain oimaitz menucha, and he doesn't stay anywhere. Ki im hoylich mimadrege lemadrege. He keeps going weiter. Listen to what the Chassam Sofer tells you. What's going to happen to certain people in the Olam HaMS? Ve'inenu kishar mesim. You're not like everyone else. That's totally dependent on what they did when they were here. In that temporary zman, in that prisoner. They're stuck. They can't move. They can't butch. They can't grow. They're done. Garnished. Listen to what the Chassam Sofer has a drasha. Pasuk later on in the Torah, in the end of the Torah, says, "Hincha sheichei v'mavasecha." You are going, Moshe Rabbeinu. You're going to be lying with your fathers. V'kom ha'om hazana v'zana achrei elokei nechar ha'aretz v'hefer loybris. And ultimately, in the future, Klal Yisrael will get up and will be mezane and do and go off the derech and be involved in avodah zarah. Sheladas Chazal Mikra Zen Nidrash Lefanov Ula Achoyrev. Chazal and the Gemara in Sanhedrin have a drasha on this pasuk. Hin Chashoichi v'mavasecha v'kom ha'om hazeh v'zona. Chazal have a fascinating drasha that they can read it, connecting it to the beginning of the phrase and connected to the end of the phrase. Hin Chashoichi v'mavasecha v'kam kam. What does that mean? One raya the Gemara says is in chashoichi v'mavasecha v'kam is a raya to tchias hamesim. The Gemara in Chelek has in chashoichi v'mavasecha v'kam, and you're going to be revived and you're going to get up. But then the Gemara also says v'kam ha'om hazeh v'zana. It also connects it to the next word,
V'kama amazeh v'zona, and the Klal Yisrael was involved in Zuz. So what does that mean? Is it that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to become? Or is it v'kama ha'am v'zona? Is it going with the first half of the pasuk or that? Because I'll say it's going with both. Listen to what the Chassam Sefer says. U'l'darkeinu yuvun kach. Based on my chiddush right here, you're going to explain the pasuk as follows. Ki mi lanu gadol mi Moshe Rabbeinu. Who is greater? L'kam b'Moshe oid. Moshe was the greatest leader to ever lead Klal Yisrael. Shekol ma'aseinu. Every mitzvah that we have. V'avodaseinu. And everything that we're involved in avodas Hashem. V'limud Torahseinu. And every sugya that we learn. Hakol mimenu. It's all a tribute to him. V'lo yanuach, v'lo yishchot, ba'olam haba, rega echad. And can you imagine what it's like to be Moshe Rabbeinu in the Olam Ha'asid? In the Olam Ha'emes? He's constantly growing. He's constantly, every mitzvah, every word of Torah that we do, he gets, according to the Chassam Sefer. Ki hoylechu mispala yadeva seino es Hashem yisvar. Omnam. But then says the Pasuk in Parshas Vayelech, Bidor ha-churban, when there's a break, when there's a churban, Sherov Yisrael parku ol Torah, they chucked it, they knocked off the ol, ba'avdu avodah zarah, it was geferlach. B'mei Yecheskel v'amru evit shemachu rabba v'ish shagir shabali yesh lazel zek klum kulam. Things were derailed, and many generations that they decided to stop being over Hashem. Ad the hader kiblu b'mei Achashverosh v'mkein ba'isa azman kam Moshe Rabbeinu al omdo ba'oso olam v'alo hoya loy holoch madrega zaktuch sam sefer. So now let me reread you the pasuk. V'kam means what? Ha'am zona achrei Elokim. When the nation starts being involved in chucking it and being involved in avodah zarah, so the Moshe Rabbeinu, you cease being a hoylich. It's v'kam. Stop. You're an oimid. You're just standing. You're no longer being meilich, being hoylich, and that stops Moshe Rabbeinu. When we stop connecting to the Rabbanish. Fascinating drasha in the way to understand the psukim that refer. Hin chasheich v'ma'asech v'kam v'loy telech madregas aliyus v'koidesh. Well, Kate said v'kam v'om. Why? Because v'kam v'om hazeh v'zona achrei elokei nechar, you're dependent on them. V'efer es b'yusi. Hine Yaakov avinu mubcha sheba'ovos mitchikach noitzu lahamid. The Ramban's right. The Pasuk and the Parsha is about Mises Yaakov all over. And this is not heebie-jeebie that Yaakov Avinu did not die and we didn't bury Yaakov. Avada, we buried Yaakov. But what is the Gemara answer? What's with the Hespid? What's with the Chanota? What's with the Kvura? How do you explain that? Zok the Gemara? Hafladik! Ma zaro b'chayim, afu b'chayim. Where does Yaakov Avinu loymeis get his loymisa from? He gets it from Zaroi. He gets it from the Dorei Doris that are going to be Oisik, b'Torah, b'mitzvahs, b'Yerushamayim. Because Yaakov Avinu chose to live a life of what? Putting Yenim's growth first. Making sure that the rest of Klal Yisrael should steig. When he fought with the man, with the Malach, who did he fight for? He fought for his Dairei Dairis to give them the Koyach. Memela, that never ceases to exist, Rabbi Yisai. It's the eternal life. It's Meiridik. But Rabbi Yisai, I think it's much deeper. It's Moid Moid Meduyuk. Yaakov Avinu has the koyach to live. Yaakov Avinu has the koyach to live weiter and weiter and weiter. When he's what? When he's helping those around him. When he's focused on the tafkid of what the Nefesh HaChaim is saying. To be megadol. Doirei doiris. B'toyre b'mitzvah subavoydes Hashem. That's the tafkid of a yid. That's more important than all the money and all the other investments that a person can cheshbet. Abraboy said, let's look carefully, but what happens when Yaakov Avinu is no longer around and that influence is gone? So Klal Yisrael lost that Ashpah. Klal Yisrael lost that Rebbe of the person that's always being Oisik, that's always taking care of the Zera. And what happens? What's Dr. Rashi, Rabbi Isai? Parsha Zustuma, the Golos. The Golos. Why? He said, listen to this Diak Nifla. I heard from Rabbi Weinfeld, beautiful Vart. What's Golos? Nistemu Einehem V'Libon Shel Yisrael. What does that mean? Nistemu Einehem V'Libon Shel Yisrael. What does that mean? It's clogged up. The eyes are covered. And the lave is clogged. What does that mean? That's Golos? Terence says, yeah. You know Parsha Zustuma, the Tzaras HaGolos is? You know what it means to be in the Golos? It means to be self-centered. It means to be no longer looking for other people, caring for other individuals, clogging up the sight, nistabu eneyem, and clogging up the lave and the hearts, and not caring about yenem's tzara, yenem's suffering, yenem's simcha, because it doesn't relate to me, because it doesn't directly impact me. The effect of Yaakov started the Golos when he was gone. So the chiyus and the way that Yaakov Avinu has the ability to live on is not a steer to the fact that this is a Parsha Stumo. Because when Yaakov Avinu's Hashpah and that influence was gone and people were living like that, Nistimu Einayim Alibim Shal Yisrael, thus is Golos. That's not the way a Yid is supposed to live. A Ben Chayrin, a person that's involved in Geula, is a person that has a lev that's Niftach, that is a Nayan that's looking. Rabbeisai, where is the Parsha of Golos? Everyone thinks the Parsha of Golos is next week's Parsha as we start Parsha Shmos. It's not true. Rashi's telling us the Parsha of Golos is Parsha's Vayechi, Parsha Zustuma, not Parsha Zu, not Parsha Shmos. Parsha Shmos of the Ramban is what? The Aschol, Sefer Geula. Where's the Golos? Ramban, how can you call it the Geula? It's Sefer Golos. Already 10 psukim in, we're already haskalah being maschil the geula in Parsha Shmos. We don't even give time to the goal. The Golos is manifested when? In Parsha Zustuma. Nistame Einayim V'Libam Shel Yisrael. The Golos is not bricks. The Golos is not oppression. The Golos is you. Is your focus, your approach, your perspective, your interactions. Parsha Shmos begins, Rabbi say, with the birth of who? With the birth of the Raya, of the leader of Klal Yisrael, who? Moshe Rabbeinu. But what with Moshe Rabbeinu, Moira V'Raboisai, listen carefully to the shmuz of next week's parasha right now. Moshe Rabbeinu's birth, Vayar B'siv Loisom. Moshe Rabbeinu opens his heart and his lave to be Lev Ha'am. That's what a leader is. That's what the Melech is, the Rambam says. Melech has to be Lev Ha'am. Moshe Rabbeinu is a part of Shevet Levi. Moshe Rabbeinu is a person that's not Meshubet at all, that Imamish could have gotten the high road and could have done his own investments and could have done everything that he wanted to do and lived on his own in paradise and he wouldn't have been affected. Imamish killed it for himself. What is this idiot doing? Imamish had the high road. Imamish was living in the penthouse. He was driving a Ferrari every day. And yet what? Imamish, you're reading Shmos like a mention. You're like, what is he doing? What, like if I was his mother, I'd be like, what? Lamol cholatzara lazois. Moshe Rabbeinu answers that kasha at the beginning of Shmos. He says, look back in Parshas Vayechi. You know why this golus happens? Lefisha nistemu einayim v'libon shel Yisrael. It's bedafka because I'm not mechuyev to be meshubot. It's bedafka because I have an easy out. It's because I have a get out of jail card free. Because I'm Shevet Levi. That's the koyach that's going to bring the geula. I have to revive Yaakov Avinu. I need to bring back Vayechi Yaakov. Moshe Rabbeinu loymeis. Talk to Slapsoifer in Zion Hador. In Gemara in Soito. Like Yaakov Avinu. Because he didn't have to. And what did he do? He opened our eyes. He unclogged our hearts. He brought a hefsek from Parshas Vayechi into Parshas Shmos, which does not start with Parshas Stuma. Everybody say, I had a kasha my whole life. Every year, I ask, understand, if Rashi wants to teach us Golus Mitzrayim, Parshas Zus Stuma, Parshas Zus Stuma, Parshas Shmos. Teretz says, that's the Geula. That's where there's a hefsek already. That's where Moshe Rabbeinu is getting us out already. Parshas Stu Stuma, Lefisha Nistamu, Einayim V'Libam Shal Yisro. That's the yisoid of our parsha. And that's the yisoid of life. To hear on Matzov and on WhatsApp and whatever, a car accident in Woodmere, that's my tzara. I gotta remember those names. That's my sister. That's a chelik of me. I don't care where they daven. I don't care what part they're in. I want to hear this narishkeit. It's the chayit. And that's going to affect my life. It's a person who needs my help. This can impact my life. My future, my v'chiyakov. My alicha in oil of my emes. Making the right decisions, Rabbeisai, for the people around us. For our mishpachas, for our kids, for our grandchildren. What schools are they going to go to? Who are they going to hang out with? What's going to be their tam and flavor for Yiddishkeit, Rabbi Yisai? It's not just to put them on the right track. It's to put yourself on the right track. Zochtach sam soifer. Every move, every decision. That's going to give you chiyus. In a world that Chazal tell you, the world is up, you're done, you can't do any more mitzvahs. These are the decisions when we get married, Rabbi said, when we set up shop, when we choose a community, how we're going to interact, both by Chaverim, by our community, with the rest of Klal Yisrael, Staka. This is, Rabbi said, there's so many parts of our Jewish existence that this Zvart affects in terms of in terms of financially, tzedaka, in terms of just setting up your time, in terms of your decisions for your families, for your friends, for your mishpachas, to try to be involved, to impact, to facilitate. Yaakov Avinu loy meis, because nazaro b'chayim afu b'chayim. Chassam Sofer would walk into this room right now. And he says to you, I have the best investment that you will ever invest with in your life because you will never die. And I can tell you right now, even though I don't know what goes on in the Olam HaEmes, I can tell you right now, Pshat in this Gemara and Tainus, that's telling me that you can continue growing after you die. What do you say? This is like better than like a building on 42nd Street. This is gold. I mean, gold is cheapening it. I just don't know what else to say in this Chassam Sofer. It's masbir everything. And it gives an uptight in our whole mahalach. In why? In what? In where? In when? It's the key to life. It's the title of this week's parsha. Parshas Vayechi, and yet, at the same time, Parsha Zustuma. Because when it was gone, that impact was gone. And that effect needed to be revived only in Parsha Shmos and Parsha Geula. So Mirtz Hashem Rabbeisai, we should realize that all of our decisions in our life and all of our pursuits have a much more major effect than we can even quantify. We're not talking about things right now that I could even explain. This is deep. This is above and beyond right now or the next 5 years or post-YU or even the years of marriage or even the years of when you're 50 or and you have a, you know, you're going through your midlife crisis. No. This is the future. There's a real pshat to this Gemara of Tainus, of Yaakov Avinu Lomeis, and let's not just flip the page and say, oh, that's an agadat, I have no idea what it means. Okay? I was just reading a mimer of the Tzlach last night on the chashivas of agadatas. We just learned Tainus, which is majority agadatas. Gil also has a lot of agadatas. And when you're a ben yeshiva, you like to machavek agadatas, or just go weiter and you're not interested. And I was like that also. I had no interest in doing agadatas. But I say now, agadatas are my favorite gemaras. Tzlach says that there's a whole yisoid. I don't want to get into it right now. Another time, I'll do this tzlach. Amish about going through these agadatas, even though you don't understand it fully. But I say, this chsam sefer is a moira de kapshat in this agadata that I never understood. Yaakov Avinu Lomeis, and yes, the Ramban, you're right. The pasuk speaks about his misa all over the parsha. And yet, even though the parsha is Vayechi and Yaakov Avinu Lomeis, yet parsha zu stuma above and beyond every other parsha. Rabbi Yisai, choose life. U'bacharta b'chayim. But I'm not talking about my shmuz before Rosh Hashanah. I'm talking about a brand new life right now. A brand new life that you have the ability to choose, that you have the ability to build with your wife, with your family, with your mahalach ha'chayim. Eretz Hashem, we should all be zeicha to a true chiyus, to a life that has such depth, that is above and beyond all of this narishkeit, but like so much more than an istam shmuz. So much depth to our lives of Reza. Can't even begin to quantify. But let's use this as a charge, as a boost, not a booster, a boost to Mir Hashem, be able to capitalize on this golden chiyus, that's la'olam void. And Mir Hashem, we should all be zeichet to live forever in Eretz Yemei.